When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, welcome back to Working Title. Before this episode kicks off, I just want to do quick housekeeping and also provide a bit of context because I was very excited when I recorded this real time and I think I was missing a couple details. So I just want to paint a fuller picture before we play the tape. Housekeeping first, we just announced a really exciting event with no particular order with Elle, like the Elle magazine, which is happening on April 3rd. I'm not going to harp on that too long because all of the seats are filled for that. But the reason I'm bringing this up is if you're interested in doing an event with no particular order, we are announcing another event on April 9th on the No Particular Order Instagram. It's going to be completely free for all attendees, but I'm not announcing this anywhere else ahead of time except for right now on Working Title. So you guys get priority when signing up. More details to come. It's a completely separate event, but similar kind of like collaging experience on Volume 1. So again, just follow No Particular Order if you want to get involved. And again, that RSVP is going to be going live on April 9th. Housekeeping is done. I am really excited for you all to hear this episode. It's very niche and specific to conversations we've had previously on Working Title. So this episode is a recording before and after I went to my tarot reading that I have been hyping up on this podcast, I think in like three separate episodes. So it's recorded day of. No planning went into this episode. So if it's a little bit scatterbrained, I do apologize. I realized when I was editing, I never actually explained what tarot is. So I imagine most people are familiar with it, but I want to read off a literal definition in case you have no idea what tarot is. According to Oxford Dictionary, tarot is playing cards, traditionally a pack of 78 with five suits used for fortune telling and especially in Europe in certain games. The suits are typically swords, cups, coins or pentacles, batons or wands, and a permanent suit of trump. I know nothing about tarot, okay? This is kind of just fun. I love talking about astrology and horoscopes. I find that whole world very fascinating and enlightening, and I am by no means an expert, and I'm also not saying that any of this is necessarily going to actually like come true. This was more of just like a fun exercise and something new for me to try out and kind of report back to you guys about. I will leave you with that, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the episode. We're in for a wild ride today, okay? I am just about 20 minutes away from leaving my apartment to go to my tarot reading. If you have been listening to the podcast this year, you will know that this is something that I have really been looking forward to and kind of breadcrumbing. So today is the day. I can't believe it's here because I had to book it 3 months in advance because this reader is so beloved and it's really hard to get an appointment with him. So when I booked this in January, I was like, oh my God, this is so far out. I have so much time to think about what I want to ask him about, and my life is going to be so different in March. Oh my goodness. Well, today's the day. It's March 23rd. It is a very rainy, gloomy, disgusting Saturday, which is honestly exactly what I feel like the vibe should be going into this tarot reading. We're getting spiritual. We are connecting to the earth, and I'm so excited. I wanted to record a little bit before the session just to kind of check in with you guys and share how I'm feeling and what I'm thinking about going into the session. And then the rest of the podcast, which will be the majority of this, will be a recap about what we discuss. This week, and honestly, like the past 3 months leading up to this, and also I've done a couple tarot readings, and completely transparently, I have not been a fan of them. I, first of all, don't like that you have to ask a question going into it, because I feel like it kind of like prompts the reader to give you a specific answer. I've never really had like a good reading with tarot, especially the most recent one I did. It was terrible. Not because I didn't like what they said, more so just because I feel like they're always extremely vague and just kind of like could be told to anyone. But this one, this reader, I guess I should give you a bit of a backstory. I ran into a friend in January who I hadn't seen in so long, Jess. I love you, Jess. We were just catching up, and somehow the conversation led to this reading that she had done with this tarot reader, and she was telling me all about it, how it's like a 60-minute session. This reader basically like predicted these things that would happen in the 6 to 8 months after they had this session, and she said like the craziest things had come true after that session. But anyways, she was the one who told me about it, so I called this guy and I booked a session. I'm not saying his name because honestly, I feel like there's some things we have to gatekeep. I think because this guy is so hard to book, I want to figure out a way to share the name. I even was thinking about doing an interview with him and maybe putting it behind a wall. We will see. But for now, I'm not going to share his name, and I'll think about how I can kind of like go about that if I do receive a lot of questions about this. Anyways, the past 3 months leading up to today, I've really been trying to think about like what questions I want to come with and what topics I want to talk about and what I want clarity on. Usually when I'm making lists of things that I want to like better understand or explore, it's very easy for me to do so. But for some reason, going into this tarot reading, it has been impossible. And so I'm just taking that as a sign that I need to kind of just like let go and let this reader kind of lead the way, see what the cards are saying, what the universe is trying to tell me. But I'm really nervous. I had like 2 sips of a La Colombe little coffee thing that I got at Trader Joe's, and I'm buzzing. So I'm going to put the rest away because I don't think I need any more nerves or adrenaline. I don't know why this is like so scary to me, but I'm going in person. He is in Chelsea. So I'm going to pack my stuff up, put my little rain boots on, get really comfy, cozy. I wish I had like, maybe I have a really, oh, maybe I'll wear my Yaya's cardigan today. I just need something that's like a creature comfort. So that feels really nice and cozy. With that, I will leave you guys. I'm very excited for this, and stay tuned in a couple minutes. I am back. I Ubered there and I was kind of nervous, and then I got there. I didn't realize the reading was in his apartment. He has kind of like similar to how you see almost like faux storefronts with tarot readers or like psychics when you're walking around the street. This was very much, you walked into his apartment and his kind of like studio was in the front part of the rest of his apartment. So it was actually very cozy. He did a really great job of making this space very comfortable and like spiritual, and he had these really nice items around. I was sat across from him at the table, and the session probably lasted like 60 minutes. As I said before, I did not go in prepared with anything or like with any specific desired outcome. But I will say, when I left, I felt a little sad. And I guess subconsciously, I was like hoping that he was going to read certain things that he didn't. And that was almost more enlightening for me than the actual like tarot session itself, where I walked out and I was like, okay, he didn't bring this up, or he said something else was going to happen. This actually shows that this specific thing is more important to me than I was giving it credit for. So it's something that I want to focus more on my own life and give more attention to, because clearly if I'm like waiting for somebody else to tell me that it's going to happen, it's like this quote or this question that I actually think is a page in no particular order. And it's, when have you waited for permission when you should have just gone for it? And then I got home because I also felt like when I left, I was like, did he actually tell me specific things that are going to happen? Or was he kind of just being more like general and vague about things? And I looked back at my notes because he's very good about saying like, write that down. Like if he says something and you don't write it down, he'll pause and be like, you should write that down. Which I really appreciated as a note taker. And he also gives you time to write things down. Okay, so you're probably all wondering, what the hell did he say? I don't know. I don't want to like fuck up the course of this by making it all public and less sacred, kind of. But there were definitely specific things. And this is a 6 to 8 month reading. So my plan is in 8 to 9 months or a year from now to look back at these pages. After the session, I did transcribe it into more of like a bucket list with like check boxes next to each thing, like specific actionable things that actually might happen. And then I left the right side of the page completely blank so that I can draw notes and like touch on if it happened, how it happened, etc. Okay, so the first thing I'll talk about is the career sector. So he said that by the end of summer, there's going to be some sort of improvement pertaining to influence by the end of summer 2024. So that's kind of all he said on that. That can obviously mean a ton of different things. For me right now, I feel like I'm really struggling to find my voice and kind of like the confidence and the cadence and everything of like how I want to be speaking on social media. I don't see this as a bad thing. I see it as just kind of trying to like strategize how I want to talk and use my voice on the platform. It's kind of like exciting for me to explore this and realize that what I'm doing right now feels really uncomfortable and weird for me. An example is if there's something that I want to talk about and I record me talking about it, I hate it and it just doesn't go up online. Like there's a lot of things that I am shooting or trying to record or just be more like authentic in the moment and posting it online, and it just really doesn't feel right for me. So I'm curious if this kind of point will pertain to finding more of my voice by the end of the summer. He also said that there's going to be a redecoration of my space this summer. So he was like, that could mean just bringing like a new piece of furniture in or revamping your space. And I found that interesting because I've also been feeling a bit antsy in my space with the like, not so much the decor, but I feel like I've just been in my studio apartment for now 3 years. I am definitely eager for a change or like a switch up and just making it feel fresh. And I actually moved around some of my furniture the other day. But I thought that was interesting that there might be like a bigger moment around that this summer. He was talking about summer trips and that this summer was going to be really fun. I do have a couple trips planned like between friends and family, but he said that there's going to be like a lot of enjoyment around that. One of the trips, there's going to be a little bit of TLC that somebody's going to need around some like boy drama. So that'll be interesting. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to update that on the podcast because that would be personal to whichever friend that would be. But that was interesting. He talked about being involved in some sort of launch in fall of 2024. So I thought afterwards this was interesting because he was also talking about like fashion or beauty. And obviously fall is when Fashion Week happens. So I'm curious if there's anything going to be happening around a launch around that time. Thinking about no particular order and our plans to launch products, there's nothing, well, there is something in fall 2024, but I don't know if it's going to be pertaining to that or something else. So we will have to wait and see. Something else he was talking about was pertaining to Zantori. And he said Zan is in a really good place in his career. And this summer, he's going to get clarity about how to move ahead or move like get promotion wise or just receive more clarity in his career and like making the next steps. He is in a place in his career with his family business where there's decisions that they have to make. So I thought that was interesting. And I want to talk to him more about that. I called him and we talked about it very briefly, but because of the time difference, he was basically falling asleep. So we're going to have to continue the conversation about that tomorrow. But the reader was saying that that's going to happen sometime this summer. And he also said a trip that we are going on. He was like, it'll be a trip from a trip, which makes sense because when you're long distance, any trip that you take together is like a trip from a trip. So we are going to California this summer for a wedding. And he was like, there's going to be something with your boyfriend's work that is kind of going to interrupt that. And he was like, it's going to be all fine and like good stuff, but he's going to have to pay attention to a work situation during that trip. So again, super specific and random, and we will have to circle back and see what that is. And hopefully that does not interrupt our friend's wedding plans. There were a couple times throughout the session where he was saying that there's like, for me, a lot of strategy and planning around my career. Something came up that he kind of read it as like, I might be in-house or working in a new form by the end of the year, or kind of like in a year from now. We obviously talked about me potentially moving, and he was saying that that's going to be really a good thing for me, and there will be a lot of kind of like career energy around that move, which is interesting. Oh, this was actually crazy. He and I'm so excited to call my cousin Eliza about this, but I was talking to Eliza the other day. She lives in Boston right now, but she's hoping to move to London as well, probably like a year and a half from now, to pursue education. And she's a teacher. But if that were the case, then our time in London would probably overlap. And he said, he was like, there's somebody who wants to pursue education. That person is going to move to London and you guys are going to have a lot of fun together. So I was like, oh my God, it's happening. So that will be exciting. I'm really excited to tell Eliza about that part. Okay, I loved this one. He said, I might collab with a gay boy for work. He kept referring to like gay boys, and I love my gay boy, so I hope that that's the case. I have no idea what that looks like because he was asking me about like work partnerships. Okay, the last specific one that I will share is he was like, are you lacking a supplement? And I thought that was very interesting and specific. So he's told me to get my blood work done and just make sure that I'm taking all the supplements that I need. And right now I'm not taking any. That's on my to-do list. I think it's good to get blood tests done regularly anyways. So no harm, no foul in doing that, but we will see. So overall takeaways from this experience was what I talked about at the beginning, where it's like, if you have these opportunities where things might become clearer to you, also doing this reflection before kind of starting this like therapy process, there are definitely things that I know that I want to work towards or work on. I feel like I've been very reflective this past couple of months, which I talked about in last episode. Creating a plan and strategy around that is something that's important for me in this next year. I do feel like I've gotten a lot of peace within the past year of kind of just like thinking about my place in the world and my goals and how the world operates a bit more. And now it's kind of taking that information and things that I've thought about and applying it to my own life and my own goals moving forward. I'm going to end this episode here. I know it was a shorter one, but I just wanted to update you on that experience. How about in 6 months we can do a recap and I'll go through everything he said and we can see what came true, what didn't, if I interpreted things the wrong or right way. I'm going to a birthday party tonight with one of my girlfriends, and I think another girlfriend is going, Harley and Brigitte, so that'll be really fun. I'm going to start to get ready for that and make some dinner. I'm always so bad at time management before events. I don't know why I never am able to factor in the time to actually get ready and like do my hair and pick out an outfit. I can have all the time in the world, and you bet I will still be rushing. The nicer I have to look and the better my outfit has to be, the less time I'm going to give myself. Anyways, I love you guys so much. I will be posting on Instagram and hopefully YouTube this week. I'm working on editing a vlog, all of that good stuff. So make sure to follow me there. Leave a review of the podcast if you enjoyed it. And I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye, guys.